making Auburn Opelika great again. News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. You good over there, bud?
Yeah, the pollen's been getting me this
it's
year,
us.
Ben.
No trees in here.
Well, you know, it's hiding in my beard. I think now that I have a beard, it holds the pollen. So I've been sneezing more this year than I ever have before.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Texas. Everything's dry in Texas.
Different here. I'm from Houston. It's pretty humid and, you know, different allergens.
I just had to throw my Texas jab in on you.
Yeah, you always love to do that because you know how prideful we are of our state, great state of Texas.
Did you hear how
great country of Texas, yeah.
What a way to bring in Rob.
Never again a country, always a state.
So we got Rob on the line as we're going to talk road racing so we can quit talking about Texas. Gravel road racing in particular. And first of all, thanks for hanging with us on the phone this morning, Rob.
Yeah, of course. I was about to correct you. I was like, this is a different kind of road racing we got going on here.
Exactly. Well, we have to always give a little jab to Travis because he always mentions Texas and all that kind of stuff. But he is one that you work with as far as the road racing is concerned. And we were talking about that a little bit before we brought you on because we were introducing it and saying what we were going to discuss. And number one, kind of walk us through, because we say gravel road racing, kind of walk us through why you call it that.
Well, yeah, I mean, for instance, if we want to keep piling on Travis here, I stuck him at the middle of a dirt crossroads last year so he could resupply all of our riders for our event. So he might be from Texas, but he's definitely a good guy and willing to help out wherever.
He knows the back roads of Lee and Chambers County very well now.
That's right. And yeah, gravel bike racing is what it sounds like. It's we're taking the bicycles off of the paved roads and we're putting them on the dirt roads there of Lee and Chambers County. And you know, it gets pretty remote out there in some areas of our course and feels like you're in the woods and forest, and it's a great experience for our riders.
Is this kind of a fraternity of riders? I mean, this is something they look forward to and coming to the different areas and seeing the various, you know, whether it be just the property around it and the cities and the hanging out and a little bit of everything. I mean, they make probably a weekend out of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's special about the gravel roll. A lot of these dirt road events are very local centric, but we definitely promote up the different scenery of the different towns and cities we go to across the Southeast. And every event has a little bit of a different flavor. The Opelika Okie Dokie in particular is a red clay flavor. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe me, just ask the riders. There's definitely different flavors to the dirt they ride on, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we say gravel, but I mean, it's everything from dirt. It's just basically we're not going to see you guys down I-85, that's for sure.
Oh, well, definitely not. I mean, maybe out west you'll have some events that hit the interstates because sometimes that's the only way to get through an area. But but there's plenty of other ways around, which makes the Southeast really a great place for gravel riding because you just got to go. In this case, we just go 5.5 miles outside of Opelika, and there's dirt roads to the horizon, as I like to say.
Well, even though you say 5.5 miles, I mean, there's a couple of different phases to this. I mean, everything from something that's maybe a little bit shorter to an extensive side of things that people can get involved with this.
Yeah, that's correct. We have three different course options. Mm-hmm. So if you know, for some people, a short course of 38 miles sounds like a lot. But just like the tortoise and the hare, slow and steady wins the race. Anybody, and I do mean anybody, could get on a bike and do 38 miles. You might not do it fast, but you can do it.
Mm. You have no idea how appropriate that is for a conversation we had earlier about the tortoise and the hare. it's so close to home inside this studio.
Me and Ben are going to go really wild and go for the 104. I think Travis even say that because he just ran his first half marathon. I think I'm signing him up for 104. Yeah,
you're going to get me a gravel bike too?
Yeah, on there it just says get a bike. Rob, speak to that. Speak to the low barrier of getting in this. This is, as your slogan says, super serious good times, but let's not scare the folks away who maybe this is their first time, like Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I subscribe. So, background, I was on the pointy end of bike racing for many years. I've been around the world with bike racing, been on TV, all the things like that. But I fully subscribe to what I call any bike anywhere, meaning it doesn't matter what bike you have. You can really take it anywhere you want. It might not be suited best for that task, but you don't need a road bike to just ride on paved roads. You can ride a road bike on dirt roads if you want to. You need to go a little slower and be a little more careful. Also, you can ride a mountain bike. A mountain bike might not be suited for the paved roads, but it'll make the dirt roads a lot better. And that's where gravel bikes come in. It's kind of a hybrid between the two. It makes it more efficient for the dirt while still kind of being fast like a road bike. But people riding the gravel roll have ridden just about everything except a unicycle. So if somebody wants to take up the unicycle challenge, I will give them a free entry.
Come
bring a unicycle.
There is a unicycle club here, Rob.
And there's some kids. Don't tempt me, Rob.
No, let's do it. Unicycle. I'll give two free entries to unicyclers for the short course.
All right. If the club is hearing this, if the unicycle club around town is hearing this, because I know I've seen kids my son's age around 8 and 9 doing this. Rob, question, walk people visually through the experience when they show up Saturday morning, you know, downtown Opelika, obviously the race and then the post race, kind of the, you know, as your slogan says, super serious good times. It is a very family friendly. I've been out there every year. Travis has been out there. Our staff's been out there. We see you hugging riders. They love you like family. They know you like family, your staff, but just paint a picture of what the day's like.
Well, yeah, like you said, we start in downtown Opelika, and that's on purpose. It might mean we have a few extra miles of pavement to get to our dirt roads, but I promise y'all, there is nothing like downtown Opelika anywhere in the world. The brick pavers of Railroad Avenue in front of John Emerald Distilling, Stinson's, Red Clay Brewing, it creates just a great atmosphere for us. And then there's just the downtown in general, so many shops and restaurants and things that folks' family members, our riders' family members can come and there's stuff for them to do while, you know, dad or mom disappears on course for several hours and comes back in. So our format also isn't start to finish racing. It's very, I would call it friendly. It is about the good time because we have time segments on a course, meaning you're not racing the whole time. You're only racing during that time segment. So Anthony and Travis, you guys could ride with me, and then we get to the time segment, and I go do my own race. You guys do whatever you want to do. Smell the roses, get some pollen in your beard, Travis.
Snack break.
And then I sit there and wait a couple of hours for you guys at the end of the time segment. And then we ride back.
This was a pro racer. A couple of hours. How long is the time segment?
They're actually not that long. They're only a few miles long. I think our longest time segment is just 4 or 5 miles.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't presume to know how fast anybody wants to go. And that's kind of the point, right? You go your speed. We don't have prize money, so there's no stress. It's a low competitive environment. It's competition for people who enjoy competition, but it's not their whole identity.
Love it.
Can they register by going to your guys' website?
Yeah, give them the deets of it is listed on aotourism.com, but give them the deets of where to go, how to sign up, all the things.
Yeah, you can get the basic information is go to gravelroll.com. That's what it sounds like, gravelroll.com. And from there, we give information about the course maps, the distances. There's a link to a registration platform called Bike Reg, which most people who ride bikes and have done an event know Bike Reg. They probably already have an account in there. But those who don't and want to try it out, you know, let us know. Also, you can shoot us an email or contact us through the website as well. If you're still not too sure, you know, we can tell you, you know, send a picture of your bike and we'll tell you that you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they show up with a bunch of skinny tires trying to go out on gravel road, they need to send a picture of the bike, so that way you guys can tell. But as always, Rob, I appreciate you guys doing this. We talked about it. I mean, it's been, you know, been doing this for years. It sounds like the community's embraced it. Sounds like it's a fun place to come whenever you come to the Auburn, Opelika, Lee County, and even, didn't you guys say Macon County? Going into Chambers County as well. So, as always, I greatly appreciate your time, sir.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Rob.
Rob with us says, we talked gravel road racing, and you can find out more information by going to aotourism.com. Can y'all hang on for a little bit?
We can.
Break real quick. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news, talk, and information station. We talk tourism.
This is Coach Stephen Pearl, and you're listening to the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika This Morning on News Talk, WANI.